This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, August 31st. God's word for you today is wait and watch. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 130, verse 5 to 6. And it says, I pray to God, my life a prayer, and wait for what he will say and do. My life's on the line before God, my Lord, waiting and watching till morning. Waiting and watching till morning. Yesterday, we started talking about taking a stand, and we are looking at the story of Esther. Please read Esther 4, verse 1 to 16. From this reading, the first two things we highlighted are the importance of having boundaries physically and spiritually. Secondly, the importance of taking certain positions before God and not flinching until you get an answer. Except you are comfortable with where you are. But if you want to be outstanding and if you want to move mountains, you need to take a position. One of my friends that I used to pray with was going through a very difficult time for a certain season. Suddenly, I noticed his beard began to grow and grow and grow. When I asked, he said he was not going to shave until God answers his prayer. It was ugly, but I am happy to tell you that God answered and he shaved the beard off. He shifted things in an unbelievable way. Even I was amazed. I am not prescribing this for anybody because it must be born out of conviction, not just a formula to be applied. Esther 4 verse 7 says, Mordecai told him the whole story, including the exact amount of money Haman had promised to pay into the royal treasury for the destruction of the Jews. This is so amazingly revealing of how far the enemy is willing to go for the destruction of God's people. This was one of the strongest kings in the world, so his treasury was not poor. But Haman was willing to sacrifice for the destruction of the Jews. I am sorry to break it to you, but there are forces and people who are willing to sacrifice to see you destroyed, but they will fail in the name of Jesus. You cannot assume that if you do not offend anyone, nobody will be angry with you. It is a lie. The duality of life is, if there is light, there is darkness. If there is positive supernatural power, the duality of life means that there is negative supernatural power. But the beauty is that light will always overcome darkness. Good will always overcome evil. However, to think that there is no darkness is foolishness. The things that the people of the world are willing to do and the sacrifices they are willing to make to eradicate the church, even in your nation, is unbelievable. But they will all fail. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, people are taking steps to eradicate God's people and they will all fail. But to think that that is not the case is foolishness. There are people who are determined to take your spouse. Do you know that? I discovered that people now sell well-packaged juju and the likes on social media. Men, brothers, there are girls out there calling your name before God knows what. You cannot afford to be neutral or docile. You have to be on fire. Men who are not covered and protected fall prey to them, thinking they are the ones having fun. Meanwhile, the reverse actually is the case. The destiny and glory of many men have been taken. If you are one of them, I pray that God in His mercy will break that power and restore your glory in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Jehovah, you alone are my God and my eternal covering. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.